This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
There are lots of negatives about social media. There are also a few positives about social media. And one of those weird things is that you can be friends with somebody and never meet them in person. Tammy, in the last week, has met two quote-unquote good friends that she's never met in person, only via social media. One was my brother-in-law, Butch, who you finally met last week.
Right, finally in person. As soon as I saw him, I was like, Butch!
It was as if you guys hadn't seen each other for years, but you've at least seen each other in person.
Uh-huh. Another one is Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, John and Tammy. How are you guys?
I've never met you, so it's not. I don't think I have, at least, right? So it's nice to meet you.
You have not.
Okay,
you
have not. Tammy and Erica, explain what's going on.
So Erica was in television. Were you at KUSI?
Yes. 31 years I was at KUSI.
Wow. Right?
31 years at KUSI, and somehow we connected. I don't know if it was like a comment she put on something I posted on Instagram, and we, you know, friended each other and followed each other. And we seem to have like the same kind of sense of humor, and we're always like in our DMs chatting with each other. And it's been what, couple years now, right?
At least 3 years.
Right. And two Saturdays ago, I finally met Erica face-to-face for the first time, and as soon as I saw you, Erica, it's like, oh, we've been hanging out forever. It felt totally normal and natural.
It was so weird. It was like, oh, I'm seeing one of my old friends I just haven't seen since, you know, high school or like 5 years ago or something. But yeah, it was not like we didn't know each other at all. It was very strange and very cool.
Now, it is weird, but it is also not unusual anymore.
No.
People who have had social media in their life, their entire life, this has to be very common for them. I mean, how many people listening right now have really, really, quote, good friends, but you've never met them in person?
Mm-hmm.
833-287-1037. So when you guys met up with each other, was it, how are the kids? What's going on with this?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for the cobbler recipe. I mean, what was it?
Immediate hugs, first of all, right away.
Yeah.
And talking about things in our life. And it was like we had known each other forever.
It certainly was. It was very cool. I hope to have met you two that day, John, but you just didn't happen to be there, so you lost out.
It's weird because people think Tim and I spend every moment of every day together. I mean, the number one question both of us get when we're out somewhere is where's the other?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I would love to meet you someday. Maybe I'm going to
I'm gonna
look you up on Facebook right now. I've heard good things.
Sounds good. I appreciate that.
I'd love to hear from you, though, if you've got really good friends that, frankly, you've never met in person. They're only social media friends, but
you finally connect
the second you guys see each other in person. It's like, boom,
like
you've known each other your whole life, because maybe you have via social media.
Yeah.
Thanks, Erica.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
My youngest son is kind of a living embodiment of it. Before we moved out to California, he was friends with several boys on Minecraft. They all talked online all the time, and they spent years chatting that way and eventually FaceTiming each other. And they used to say, when we grow up, we're going to all live in the same house, and we're all going to live together. And sure enough, he's 26 now, and four of them all live in the same house in Mesa, Arizona.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Although many of you are thinking, that's not crazy at all. That's just the way things are now. I'd love to hear if you've got really good friends that you never met in person, or you just recently met them in person, but you've known them forever via social media.
Right.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Tammy met a long-lost friend for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible? Yes, it is, thanks to social media.
Right.
Her name is Erica, and you met her for the first time despite being friends for years on social media.
So great. Terry is in Allied Gardens. Terry, tell us about how your friendship blossomed, that you knew each other on social media before you actually met in person.
Okay, well, this is really ironic, but in 2010... I won a meet and greet with Jimmy Wayne on from KSON.
Our friend Jimmy Wayne getting a shout out.
I love it.
Yeah. But the thing is, I was so bummed because I really wanted to win the Brad Paisley or the Dirk Bentley. But I won Jimmy Wayne. It's like, okay, okay. So I started listening to his music before we went to meet him. And I really like his music. So we met him, and I just thought, this guy was just so inspiring. His mom was bipolar. He ended up in foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And just crazy inspiring.
Jimmy had a huge, massive song in 2008 called Do You Believe Me Now? Man, I forgot how much I love that tune. Justin Moore once said that Jimmy Wayne had more talent in his fingernail than Justin had in his entire body.
Crazy.
And it was right after that concert, like in January following, he started this walk halfway across America. And he called it Project Meet Me Halfway, where he was raising awareness for foster kids. And anyway, when I met him, that's the first time I got on social media, because he goes, oh, can I post this? And I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
So, sure.
Jimmy Wayne got you on social media.
He did.
Okay.
And then, but while he was walking halfway across America, he had this whole group of followers that were following him. And many of them have been following him for many, many years. And so a whole group of us started getting to know each other. And when he finished the walk in Arizona, a lot of us went out there. And so I met quite a few of them, but there were a few I've never, never met that are like from the East Coast. And to this day, I mean, this was like 2010, we are still friends. He attracts quality people.
That's a really good story,
it's
Terry.
It's a great story, Terry.
Yeah. It was one of my best wins from KSON.
That was before our time, or I would take full credit for it. You know me. Thank you, Terry, for all those memories.
Yeah, thank you.
I love the good stories with social media. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.